After a time, the vermin evidently became bored and flew away. For hours at a stretch, the sky above his head was empty and, but for the larks, silent. The weather was breathlessly hot. There was thunder in the air. He had dug all the morning and was resting, stretched out along the floor, and suddenly the thought of Lenina was a real presence, naked and tangible, saying, "Sweet," and "Put your arms round me," in shoes and socks, perfumed, impudent, strumpet. But oh, oh, her arms round his neck, the lifting of her breasts, her mouth. Eternity was in our lips and eyes, Lenina. No, 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 no! He sprang to his feet and, half naked as he was, ran out of the house. At the edge of the heath stood a clump of hoary juniper bushes. He flung himself against them. He embraced not the smooth body of his desires, but an armful of green spikes, sharp, with a thousand points they pricked him. He tried to think of poor Linda, breathless and dumb, with her clutching hands and the unutterable terror in her eyes. Poor Linda, whom he had sworn to remember, but it was still the presence of Lenina that haunted him. Lenina, whom he had promised to forget. Even through the stab and sting of the juniper needles, his wincing flesh was aware of her, unescapably real. "Sweet, sweet, and if you wanted me to, why didn't you?" The whip was hanging on a nail by the door, ready to hand against the arrival of reporters.